Penguin Audio presents Blue Water, Green Skipper by Stuart Woods. Read by Stephen Collins. Book 1. Chapter 1. Some Sort of Beginning. I stood in this place for the second time in 40 minutes. A small, neat bay surrounded by low hills, white cottages, a ruined mansion, and an unspecified number of dairy cattle chewing their way through the morning. This choppy stretch of water was covered by a churning gray sky and contained half a dozen small plastic buoys and an old stone pier. Perhaps stood constitutes sloppy use of the language, for about 40 knots of wind had me leaning at an unnatural angle to the perpendicular, and the hairs on the leeward side of my body standing at an equally unnatural angle to my skin. I had not yet learned that a mild, sunny beginning to an Irish morning does not obviate the necessity for a sheepskin coat and gumboots at a slightly later hour, and I could not, for the life of me, see the Galway Bay Sailing Club. I drove back to the thatched pub in Oranmore and explained my problem to its keeper. As he had already done twice on that morning, he began patiently to direct me to Rinville Bay. I interrupted to explain that I was certain I had found the bay but could not find the clubhouse. "Ah," said George, the innkeeper, with the raised eyebrows of the enlightened. "There's not a clubhouse, you see. There's just the club-like." I gaped at him uncomprehendingly, unable to shake my preconception of the neat building, the flagpole, and the ruddy-faced chaps gathered in the net-draped bar. George leapt into the silence which every Irishman abhors. There's